Masechtas Erevin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud. The next two Mishnayot discuss a bolt that's used to lock a door. The bolt was either stuck on the doorstep into the ground below the door, and it would hold the door locked closed, or it was a bolt stuck into the doorpost on the side. And in certain cases, it was forbidden to put the doorpost, the bolt, in on Shabbos, because driving the bolt into the building structure, it looks like you're adding something onto the building structure, and it'd be the malacha of boina, of building. However, there is exceptions when it's clear and apparent that it's not coming to build an add onto the structure, but just a lock that's meant to put there and to put enter and remove it, and it's not adding onto the structure. So the Mishnah goes as follows: Neger, a door bolt, sheyesh bereishei gustra, that has at the end of it a round knob. And this round knob makes it fit for an alternative purpose. It can be used as to ground spices, a pestle and a mortar. This bolt with a knob in the end can ground spices, so it's considered a kli. And when a kli is used to bolt the door closed, it looks less permanent. It's more temporary, because you may take it out later to use it for an alternative purpose that this kli has. So therefore, there's different of opinions. Rabbi Eliezer Iser. Rabbi Eliezer forbids using this bolt on Shabbos, and it still gives the appearance of buying a building when inserted to lock the door. Rabbi Yesi permits it, since it's a utensil, it serves an alternative purpose. Therefore, it doesn't look like building. Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer brings a maisa, a story that backs his opinion. Maisa b'knesa shebetveria. It once happened in a shul in Tveria. Shehayu neigim by heter. They had the practice that they were lenient. They would lock the shul door with this type of lock, with a bolt with a knob on it. Ad sheba Rabbi Gamliel v'azakenim v'asur lem. And Torben Gamliel and the zakenim, the elders, came and they asked it. They said it's prohibited to do so. So we see it's prohibited to use such a bolt on Shabbos. Rabbi Yesi responded that the story really happened the opposite. Iser Nagba, the people originally were treating it as if it was forbidden. Bar Rabbi Gamliel Bazakin of Etirulem. Rabbi Gamliel and the elders, they came and they permitted them to use this bolt, and in reality it's really permitted to use it. Mishnah Yud Aleph discusses a plain bolt that doesn't have a knob on it. It's not a kli, and therefore it's more stringent. It needs to be tied to the door to show that it's already part of the building structure and you're not adding to the structure. Neger ha-nigrar. If there's a neger, a bolt that's nigrar, it's hanging by a rope, but it's dragging on the ground. So it's not actually suspended in midair, it's dragging on the ground. So it doesn't fully give the appearance as part of the building structure. It's not as apparent to the eye because it's not suspended in midair. It's currently lying on the ground. It happens to be attached by a rope. So the Mishnah says, Nailin Bay Bamikdash, it's permitted to use it to lock doors in the Mikdash, in the temple, in the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim. And that's because in many instances they waived rabbinic restrictions in the Beis HaMikdash. Avalei Bebedina, but not in the rest of the country. Elsewhere in the rest of the country, this could not be used. It was still forbidden midrabbanan, even though it was tied to the door, but since it was so loose that it was sitting on the floor, so therefore it doesn't clearly give the appearance as being attached to the building, only if it would be suspended in midair by this rope that it's tied to the door. V'amunach, and if it's actually just sitting on the ground and completely detached, not at all tied to the door, then kan v'kan aser, whether it's in the Beis HaMikdash or whether it's elsewhere in the country, it's aser midaraisa, because with the malacha deraisa of boina, building into the doorway by putting this bolt in. Rabbi Yehuda says, and he's more lenient in both situations. Hamunach, if it's completely sitting on the ground and detached from the door, such a bolt is mutter b'mikdash. It's permitted in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning it's only rabbinically forbidden, and they waived that rabbinic restriction in the Beis HaMikdash. V'anigrar, but if it's attached but dragging on the ground, but it's attached to the doorway, then b'medina, not only in the Beis HaMikdash, but even elsewhere in the country, it's permitted to use such a bolt, as long as it's attached, even if it's loose and it's happened to be sitting on the ground, but as long as it's attached to the doorway, it's completely permitted to use such a bolt on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda.